The news in touch with your world. I'm Dane Bice. I'm good morning. Magog Mayor speaks out against alleged ill treatment on farms, and Mokufe makes 124 million rand for Magog. The Magog Metro Municipality's Executive Mayor, Olim Laleni, urges residents to act against the ill treatment of farm dwellers. She was speaking in relation to the recent cases of seasonal child labourers found on farms in the province. Tabling her speech during a special council sitting, Laleni urged councillors to play a role in ensuring that the rights of people in rural areas and farms are protected. Laleni says both farmers and farm dwellers need to sit and iron out their issues. She condemned all forms of prejudice and called on all law enforcement agencies to fast-track investigations. She added that more also still needs to be done to improve service delivery at rural areas and farms. Another report of the public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane, has been taken under judicial review. This time, it is about the D account of the Bapu-Bamogale community in Northwest. This follows shortly after the South African Reserve Bank took Mkhwebane to court to have the remedial action in Mkhwebane's report regarding the bank's alleged failure to recover misappropriated funds pertaining to Bank Corp reviewed. Spokesperson for Mkhwebane, Cleopatra Mosana, says in a statement that two allegations are forming part of the latest review application. One is that she interfered with invoices and proof of payments made to law firm Isa and Cantor attorneys out of the D account. This account is used to deposit mining royalties from mining companies for the community whose ancestral land is being mined on. Mkhwebane's report found that some of the legal fees paid to the law firm were exorbitant. Another allegation is that the firm was never contacted during the investigation. Mkhwebane has vehemently denied both allegations, adding that only implicated parties are entitled to a notice. Mosana says Mkhwebane is required to file record with the register of the court, and she is sorting out the records to be filed next week, Monday, 25 September. And the Magog African Cultural Festival, or the Mokufe Festival, contributes about 124 million rand towards the city of Magog. This is according to Free State Department of Sport, Arts, Culture and Recreation's Tankiso Zola. This comes from the large number of visitors that the festival attracts every year. About 180,000 visitors are expected to attend Mokufe, which will take place from 28 September until 8 October 2017. According to Zola, locals should embrace the festival because of the economic value it holds.
The study by the University of the Free State actually indicates that in terms of tourism and economic impact, Mokufe has made a tremendous impact in the growth and development of the economy of Magog as a city, the Free State as a province, and generally contributing to the GDP of the country.
Your top story at this hour, the Magog Metro Municipality Executive Mayor, Olim Laleni, has urged residents to act against the ill treatment of farm dwellers. Follow OFM's news page on Twitter. Go to @OFMNews9497.